Hello, friends. Thanks for tuning in today, wherever you're at, whatever you're up to. Welcome back to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is your go-to source for inspiration and advice on turning your talent into a thriving business, or at least a money-making venture. You know, don't be overwhelmed by the words business or entrepreneurship. So many of our listeners have regular jobs. They might even like those jobs, or they're content in those jobs for now, let's say, but they love the idea of making money on the side, or perhaps making enough money to make a different choice in their life. And really, that's what I want to help you do, have more choice, have more ownership over your decisions so you can do more of what matters. Okay? So every single day, 7 days a week, different case study or question or listener idea, various features to highlight that goal and hopefully nudge you along. So today we're stepping back in time with Lucy from Chicago. We're stepping back in time, but it's not Throwback Thursday. A little bit confusing, but you're going to understand why when you hear her idea. She is a skilled seamstress with a passion for historical fashion, thus, you know, stepping back in time. So Lucy, she'll tell us more in a moment. She wants to create and rent out period costumes for events, theater productions, maybe some themed parties, using a collection of vintage sewing patterns, as well as her skill in replicating historical garments. So let's stitch together a plan to help her historical costume side hustle flourish. That's our goal. Stay tuned. Her question's coming right up.
Hi, this is Lucy from Chicago. I'm a seamstress with an interest in historical fashion, and I'm thinking about starting a side hustle, creating and renting out period costumes for events, theater productions, and themed parties. I have a collection of vintage sewing patterns and a talent for replicating the look and feel of historical garments. How can I build an inventory of high-quality costumes, price my rentals competitively, and find clients who need my services? I'm thinking of theater groups, event planners, and historical reenactors. But it seems like a lot to think about at once, and I get overwhelmed with the details.
All right, Lucy, I think this is definitely a niche market, but niche markets are good and can have some potential, especially if you're looking to replicate the look and feel of historical garments accurately. And, you know, depending on your area, Chicago does have a lot of theater. There's some filming that takes place there. I think that's pretty critical. You know, if you're in a place like New York or Toronto, Vancouver, Los Angeles, anywhere that has an existing film industry or a pretty extensive, you know, theater industry, that's definitely going to help. But it might work somewhere else as well. So a couple points here to respond to the questions. Let's see, building an inventory. Well, you might know more about that than me. But definitely research the most in-demand periods and styles. Focus on creating a versatile collection that can cater to, you know, a variety of different events and productions and such. And don't forget to include accessories, of course. Hats, gloves, jewelry. I feel like with historical fashion, that is especially pertinent. When it comes to pricing your rentals, you know, are there any other competitors out there? Factor in your costs for materials. But ultimately, as long as the garments are well-constructed, high quality, I would say don't price too low. Like, you definitely want to focus on, like, how can I actually make a profit doing this? But of course, to have a profit, you need clients. So that's actually going to take the most time of all. May require some creativity and persistence, but I would definitely reach out to theater groups, event planners, I don't know, historical reenactment societies. I thought about that and made a note as I was thinking about this question. And then schools or universities with drama programs. Definitely having an appealing online presence is key for something like this. Lots of good photographs, especially as the costumes begin being used. You know, for every usage, try to get some good images, maybe even video. That'll definitely help you grow as time goes on. And you might also want to attend some local events like craft fairs or costume conventions. Is that such a thing? I'm not sure. But wherever you could network and showcase your work. Overall, I think quality craftsmanship, the right kind of pricing, and targeted marketing, that will lead you to success in this niche. Lucy, let us know how it goes. Send us some photos. And listeners, if you've got a question, an idea you're working on, whatever it is, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. I'm cheering you on wherever you are, whatever you're up to. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.